and dancing. We just say, Father, I bless your name. I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my life. Thank you for grace and mercy. It's not time to look around. It's not time to look around. It's not time to look around. Come on. I thank you for my life. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence in this place right now. Thank you, Lord God, for lifting bodies and destroying yokes now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for healing now. Lord, I thank you. I'm in your presence today. I thank you. I thank you, God. Oh, Sabalobo Hosekinibaha. You have done great things for us. You have done great things for us. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise and we appreciate you from the depths of our hearts. We thank you. We glorify you from the depths of our hearts. And Lord, as a people, we say, hallowed be your name in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are welcome into this place. Open our eyes to see. Open our hearts to learn and to receive. Lord, let our lives be totally transformed today in your presence. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing for our bodies. Thank you because you restore our souls. Thank you because you renew our strength. Thank you because we mount up wings as eagle and fly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you because the devil is totally defeated. Yokes are destroyed. Bodies are lifted. Questions are answered. In the name of Jesus. Even long-time burdens, they've been there for long. Pain has been there for long. Today, in this meeting, by your power, they disappear. They are gone forever. In the name of Jesus. Strange occurrences, they disappear. They stop now. They cease from today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are going back, Lord God, from this place with fullness of joy. Pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Father. Lord, I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. Ha ha! Glory! Come on, glory! Come on, rejoice! Rejoice! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, somebody by your side. It's good to see you in church today. I'm happy you're here today. I'm so happy you're here today. I'm so happy you're here today. Please be seated. Goodness, mercies follow you everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. You may please be seated. So when you come into the presence of God, you know, you must just open up your heart. You're not in a strange place. You're in your Father's house. Open up your heart and just receive. You're in your Father's house. It's not a strange place. It's not strange. This is your Father's house. This is where you belong. You see, in the presence of God. This is where, the song says, this is where I long to be. In your presence. You want to be in the presence of God. You know, Wednesday when we're here, on Wednesday we said, you know, we're considering, we're praying, and we're praying, Lord God, just like Peter, just like Peter said, he said, it is good for us to be here. It is good. This is the best place to be. The psalmist says, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. I want to go there. You see, it's important that we open up our hearts when we are in the presence of God. And we long to be with Him. Because in His presence, the Bible says again, there's fullness of joy. You see, the fullness of joy pleasures forevermore. Amen. And so, I want you to be at home. You're in your Father's house. This is natural to be here. It is good to be here. Come on, tell somebody it's good to be here. You know, you also want to participate. You want to participate in the prayers, in the worship, in the singing, and the dancing. As we praise God, His presence fills the place more and more. Our hearts are open more and more. Yes, in praise, our faith is activated. Yes, in praise, our faith is activated. And our faith is activated. Finally, praise activates our faith, and God is excited about us. He rejoices over us in praise. Hallelujah. Bible says he's glorious in holiness. He's fearful in praises. You sing the song, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Then Moses said that. You see it now. Fearful in praises. As you begin to praise God,
I mean, the power, you know, somebody said what God cannot do does not exist. You see, His power flow freely. And many a times also, I want you to also learn this, that you might not see, you will not see God, but He's working effectively in your life. That's another thing. You know, you're in the presence of God, but sitting down, you're like, what's going on? I mean, many things are going on. Great things are happening right now. It's just for you to open up your heart and participate in the prayer and the dance and singing and say, Lord, I love you, and the prayers, and right now the word of God is coming to show us the path to go, to guide us, to direct us, and then we open up our hearts and then you receive light, illumination. And even as the word of God is coming, healings and things are still happening beyond what I'm speaking right now. That's the truth. By the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, one thing I want you to do, I want you to learn to do this. When you come to churches, you come in, come with an expectation. Don't just come with your heart open. I know someone invited you, spoke to you to come and all that, but just come with a heart, with your heart open and say, I want to receive something today. Just say, today is my day. Today is my day for a miracle. Today is my day for a thought. If you don't, you know, if you don't come with that heart and not say, today is my day, you're not open like that. You know, you just come and you go and say, I fill up time and time and all that. Just a time, okay, what's time? Let me just come. No, I know you just, let me just come. I know that's how it just happened. But now you're here, or you know, you, or when you were coming, or you'll be coming next week, just always come to God with an expectation, with a hunger. With a hunger. I mean, that's how you see miracles. Everybody that contacted God, that came with a hunger, with an open heart for something, they got it. He never sent anybody away empty. Never. Nobody sent away empty. I said nobody went back empty. Nobody came, touched God, and went back empty. Unless the people who came for nothing and just came to lose time, and then have time, and just came around. You see, the woman with issue of blood, that story is so powerful. I mean, forever and ever, that story will be powerful. Imagine the woman with the issue of blood. She came, the flow of blood. It couldn't stop. Doctors, everything. She spent all she had. And then she did not come to talk to Jesus. She did not come to say, okay, let me talk to Jesus, let Jesus, you know, do something for me. No. She came to connect. She came to collect. I mean, that's something. She came to collect. And then guess what? She came, and without having a conversation, a meeting, a committee set up, she collected something. The key to everybody who received miracles in the Bible, I'm telling you now, I'm telling you, that the people who came to take the miracle, they came for it. Everybody who got something came for it. Just came and she took it. She said in her heart, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, then I will be healed. So this is not Jesus, this is not God's stuff. This is her going to take what she wants. So as you come today, as you came here today, what's in your heart? What's in your heart? Say nothing. No, God can prosper you and increase you beyond your wildest dreams. Just on Wednesday, Minister Alex filled our head with so much stuff. I had to carry an extra. I needed to borrow a hand to take my head home. My head was so big. But he was reminded of the scripture. Lord shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Come on, that's powerful. He wants to increase your greatness. He wants to comfort you, bring you to comfort on every side. So wherever you are, you can come. As you come to God today and you say, Lord, I just want more. I want to increase in my life. I want this change in my life. And that's just what you need. You come with that heart. He does the feeling. Come on. He does the answering. The Bible says, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. It's left for you to open your mouth wide. Hallelujah. But many a time we don't open our mouths. We're not desirous of something. I'm not talking to somebody who's just here for the first time. If you're here for the first time, we love you, and I hope that this is getting to you. If you join us online for the first time, we love you, and we love you so much. But I'm talking to you as you come to the presence of God every time. Are you here? Always open your mouth. Always open your heart for big things, for more. And say, Lord, you're increasing my greatness. I know you want to do it. And Lord, my heart is open. I know you want to do something great in my life. As I come to your presence today, I'm going back with goodies. Plenty stuff, healings. You know, you say, Pastor, there's been pain in my body. When you were coming from to church, you tell yourself that today the pain finish ends today. When you were coming, you said, Pastor, there's one thing they said, my family, this one. When you were coming, you say, today, that thing breaks. You see, in his presence, the yoke is lifted, the burden is lifted, the yoke is destroyed. That's what happens. For the people who come and say, Lord, do it in my life. There's nothing too much, too great for God to do. It's a miracle working God. I said it's a miracle working God. There are people in this church. I said he's a miracle working God. And guess what? He wants to do a miracle for you. He wants to do it for you. He doesn't just want to do it in somebody's life over there. He wants to do it for you. He wants your mouth to be filled with singing and good things. That's what he wants. What do you want? Aha. Aha. Hallelujah. We've been talking for the past 4 weeks. This will be my 4th hour discussing our victory and our faith. We said, all right, you have to choose the right fight. We are fighting for our destinies. You and I have a great destiny. This destiny was given to us by God. God has given you and I a great destiny, and we want to fulfill and reach our destinies. The discomfort you feel, the way you are, and when you say you want more, it is God inside of you pulling you to your destiny. That's the only way you get to your destiny. God wants you to reach your destiny, and so you need to get there. But getting to your destiny, there are fights, there are battles you have to fight. There are struggles. And those struggles, we had to discuss those struggles. And we said we did not want to fight in the wrong direction or struggle in the wrong direction. Remember, I'm just going to do a quick recap. I'm going to do 3 hours down just now, and we'll be together just now. 3 hours, because today is my final hour. I hope so. And we said there are struggles, and then you have to determine to struggle in the right direction. If you are fighting in the wrong direction, we said you're lost already. The battle is lost. There's no way. You've lost if you're fighting in the wrong direction. So let's just stick with the example. You have a friend. Two of you are there together. You're somewhere. You're doing some work and all that. And then he sees your phone somewhere, picks the phone, and puts it in his pocket. And then he just continues going. And then you're about to go. And say, where's my phone? Where's his phone? He said, see, let's look for it. And he joins you. And you guys are all looking for the phone everywhere, but the phone is in his pocket. We said, if you look for it for three hours, you will still find it. Because the phone is already with him, and it's in his pocket, and you're looking everywhere. And if you sweat and take lights and on light and do all that, and go on journey to on light and try to look, you will still find it. So no matter how much you fight a battle, if it's the wrong battle, then you've lost already. And that's what the devil does to many of us. He gets us to fight 2022. We're fighting, and we're fighting for our destinies, but we're fighting in the wrong direction. We're fighting the flesh. We're fighting in the wrong direction, fighting in the flesh. We're even getting worked up against our friends, our brothers, sisters, uncles. We're angry with men. We think the problem is this man, the problem is that person, the problem is that person. And then you think channeling your anger or your discomfort against a person will bring you victory. It won't bring you victory. It won't bring you victory. You still find that you're where you are. We said you have to choose the right fight. The right fight is the fight of faith. Yeah, the fight of faith. Hallelujah. Choose the right fight. Leave all those fights. Leave the fights of I'm trying. But no, the Bible says the battle is not to the strong, neither is the race to the swift. We looked at that already. But it's the Lord that showed mercy. It is the Lord that showed mercy. So we said, what do you do? Try to be strong, try to be swift. You can't go anywhere. But you can rely on the mercy of the Lord. And where do you get mercy? You come to God. He will give you mercy. Hallelujah. So I rather seek God for his mercy. I rather spend an hour with God in the presence of God to receive mercy for my life than to run around the place working hard. Because the battle is not to the strong. Neither is the race to the swift. Come on. We looked at all that already. Are you still here? Looked at all that already. And we said, the devil deceives one into thinking that you're fighting for a destiny, you know, when you're fighting men and using physical weapons, harboring bitterness, walking in anger, working harder, trying to be smart. You know, it's just a distraction to the real battle. The real battle is the battle to be in the presence of God. The real fight is the fight to be in the presence of God. Because I told you again also, you can't fight fire with fire. You have to fight fire with water. Nobody fights fire with fire. So if men show you hatred, let me do this for you. Don't worry. Just go, because the Lord's speaking to you today. Men show you hatred, wickedness, or something like that. And guess what the devil tells you? You fight fire with fire. That means you fight hatred with hatred. If you fight a hateful person, somebody who hates you and has done wrong to you, and you two begin to find a way to do something wrong for that person, and you begin to hate that person, come on. You're not going anywhere. That's not going to get you your house. It's not going to get you your car. It's not going to get you into a great destiny. It's not going to do anything. You're just wasting your time. And you have to muster strength and all that to hate the person. You can't fight fire with fire. You can't fight hatred with hatred. You can't fight flesh with flesh. I said, if you must fight flesh, you're going to fight in the spirits. Hallelujah. We fight flesh with what? With spirits. Hallelujah. The struggle to be in the presence of God is the real struggle. And I said something powerful. I said, anything that stops you from approaching the throne of God is your real enemy. I told about enemy everywhere. Enemy everywhere. But everything that stops you from being in the presence of God is your real enemy. Anything that stops you from being in the presence of God is your real enemy. Are you still here? And we came to say last week that the believer is already victorious. And we started from 1 John chapter number 5. Will you take your Bibles there now? 1 John chapter number 5. This will be my final hour. I've been longing to show you the past 4 weeks how to fight the right fight. In the truth about the fight, this right fight is the fight of faith. The fight of faith. The devil will have you do everything. Come on, listen to me. The enemy will have you do everything, but pray. Work harder. Go and visit your friend. Complain to somebody. Shall do everything, but he will have you never pray. Because on your knees, you are more, your power is released. Come on. He will have you never open the Bible. He will do everything for you not to be in the presence of God and to hear his word. Because once you receive his word, you receive truth. You receive light. Are you seeing this now? He said, work harder, work harder. He said, you don't have time. He says, today is Sunday. You don't tell me, go to work. In fact, some seemingly good things are distractions. We could even take the blessings of God, the things that God has given to us, and they become distractions to us. That's one thing God don't like. Come on. It takes this stuff. Just imagine you have a business. And the business, you know, this is funny. And can let me show you the devil. You have a business, and the business is struggling, and you're trying to push the business. Guess what? You are praying. You're coming to the presence of God. You're saying, God, help me. You're doing that stuff. Come on. It's helping you. Growing. And you're growing. Then the time comes, more businesses are coming in. Money is flowing in and all that stuff. And somebody tells you, come and do this stuff. And then it takes away your time to be with God. It takes away your time to read the word. It takes away your time to be in the presence of God. And then you do it. That's the devil. You say, but it's work. I went to work. Come on. The Lord is the sustainer of your life. Your victory is in him. Your victory is what? It's in him. And once you begin to depart from him, you're nearing loss already. Hallelujah. Well, I say to take your Bibles to now. 1 John. Okay, let's just look at that. I'm going ahead of myself. First John chapter number 5. The Bible says in verse number 4. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This tells us here that we have overcome the world. For whatsoever is born of God does what?
overcomes the world. Whatsoever is born of God. We have overcome the world. It says the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ. Once you place your faith in Jesus Christ, the day you gave your life to Christ, you overcame every plan of the devil. You defeated him completely. Because in the victory of Jesus, you become victorious. You see, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So the fight is the fight of faith. If the devil can get you out of faith, then he has defeated you. The victory that overcomes the world is what? Faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So what do I want to look for in my life? What am I in pursuit of now? Faith. Come on. Kick me, blow me, slap me, take 2,000 naira from me. I don't care. As far as you've not touched my faith. Come on. But the devil does everything to touch your faith. You know? I told you that last week. Does everything to touch your faith. Because once your faith goes, your victory goes. Finish. Once faith goes, victory goes. He will do everything to touch your faith. So, I've told you, the devil is not after you. He's after your faith. Come on. He's not after what you have in your pocket. He's after your faith. Come on. He's after your faith. Because he's not going to spend the money in your pocket. If you lose 10,000 naira tomorrow, the devil don't spend 10,000. I said the devil took it. Okay, I agree. He's not going to spend 10,000 naira to buy what? He can't buy anything. He can't buy a fire extinguisher. It didn't work. 10,000 naira fire extinguisher won't work. So he doesn't need the money. His end is finished, doomed. He's doomed already, finished. But what happens to you? That's what matters. You begin to lose faith, right? You say, I don't know. I don't know where is God. Aha, 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 aha. It's getting you now. Where's God? Where's God? I don't even know. This God, I was going to school. Oh my God, I'm preaching now. I was going to school. I was in the SS3 about to drive my wife when my parents died. Why did God allow my parents to die? What happened now? And I don't know if God is there. I'm saying, Jesus, God loves you. So I don't know. And you think the lady thinks that she does, I don't know if God is there. I'm just trying to struggle for my life. You're not trying to struggle for your life. Oh no, devil got you now. I don't know about the parents, but maybe they are even with God now. If they knew Jesus. I'm sure maybe she even knew Jesus, knew God and given her life to Jesus. But that event happened and then she's now saying, where is God? You know, the Bible says put on the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation. Protects your head. Ephesians chapter number 6. I don't think I can do that today. We'll do that maybe some other time. That thing protects your head. So, she begins to wonder, salvation begins to shake. Once salvation is no longer, you know, setting God, I don't know, where's God, but I walk away from him. Element of salvation. Whoever removes the element of salvation most likely will remove blessed with of righteousness. You begin to question and say, I have right to ask question. Okay, ask question. Continue. So you are questioning all that stuff and going away and say, I don't know. All this preaching. We go for outreach. I went for outreach. And look at what happened to me. My beast born. I came back. The small beast I have now born. Now, hope is to it. Next week, Tuesday outreach. He said, I don't have time. Gospel of peace from your leg. Remove the gospel of peace. You match bottle. The spiritual bottle, I mean. Can we look at that sometime? Or can we just stand there now? Just turn there, Ephesians chapter number 6. I'm not showing what the devil does. The believer dressed in that armor is already victorious. It's not a battle. Ephesians chapter number 6. Your victory is more certain than your defeat. Oh God. Your victory is more certain than your defeat. That's powerful stuff.
You are more blessed than you are cursed. I said you are more blessed than you are cursed.
Ephesians chapter number 6, look at it. In verse number 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong where? In the Lord and what? In the power of his might. Don't try by yourself. Don't go and work hard. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Truth. You wear a belt of truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet, what? Shod with the preparation of the gospel of what? Peace. So, the belt is what? Truth. The breastplate is what? Righteousness. The shoes, what? Preaching the gospel. Come on. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. See it now. And the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Okay. You see? So it says, come on, truth, you wear truth, breastplate of righteousness, your shoes are what? Preaching the gospel, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, it says, the word of God. You're good. He said, just do this. So, your struggle, when you say principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, what do you think they're trying to do? They're just trying to ensure you don't get these things on. Their fight against you is to ensure you don't get these things on. It's to ensure that if you have any of this piece on, they'll do something to shake it off. They can't remove it from you. No, they can't take it. They can't take it. Nobody can take it. You let it go. You say, I don't understand this thing. That's how I was preaching. And I had two carryovers. Come on. That's how I was now doing all these things. Now, look at what happened. Then I say, guess what? You just have the shield of faith. See? This shield is heavy. What's the point? He said, you know, say, drop it, then go to the field and harvest. If you drop that shield, you'll be able to harvest more. You know, say, why am I carrying this shield up and down? You drop the shield. Come on. Then you go and be harvesting. He said, I've got you now. No problem. Harvest. One sweep. Everything you harvest goes. That one happens. You will not say, devil is real. You don't say, it's because I dropped the shield. I was no longer being, that's why the devil did this. You not say, no. He say, go deeper. You are you not still the salvation. You not see that. He say, remove this helmet, salvation. And Jesus get. Between Jesus get now. All your mates, look at them. You not say, this salvation. Now you not remove it. He say, now that you are removing, release your hair. Let's let people see you. Nobody is seeing you. You see, you're not thinking you're smart. Then heartbreak now starts. Your life now becomes discussion for on Facebook. You know, sister, bro. Devil. That's how he wins. You are more blessed than you are cursed. Your victory over the devil is more certain than you know. He knows. I want to show you something. Are you still here? I don't think I can end this thing this week. Because if I show you this, I have to get back to where I'm going to then connect these two again together. But let me show you, this is powerful. Take your Bibles to Numbers, chapter number 24. The book of Numbers. I want to read this for you. Numbers. Just go. Go. Numbers, chapter number 24. You are victorious in Christ Jesus. You are victorious, as in you have overcome them. The man says. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He said, you have overcome them.
You are victorious. Anything that comes against you, you have overcome already.
Numbers. Let's look at this. We're going to read a long passage. Are you ready? 24. Very interesting. Okay, let's start from... No, let's look at 23, sorry. Numbers 23. You will see immediately when we read, "And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams." Are you here? Balaam is a prophet. Balak is the king of a nation. Now, Balak saw the children of Israel coming against him. Come on. I'm giving you the background story. He saw the children of Israel coming against him, and he said, "All right, I need to get them off my back. So, prophet Balaam, come and help me curse them. Speak words against them, curse them. When you curse them, then they are gone. There's nothing again. They can't defeat me anymore." Balaam, prophet. Balak, king. So, Balaam, the prophet, said unto Balak, the king, "Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams." And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said unto Balak, "Stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure the Lord will come to meet me. And whatsoever he showed me, I will tell thee." And he went to an high place. And God met Balaam and said unto him, "I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram." And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak." And he returned unto him. And lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. They were standing by their sacrifice. No, they were the one with them. So he said, "Stand by your sacrifice." So, okay, now the prophet is coming. He will come and curse them. Verse number 8. Look at it. Okay, verse number 7. And he took up his parable and said, "Balak, the king of Moab, had brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel." Verse 8. "How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him," that is Israel now, "and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations." That is, when you are counting them, they are on their own class. Their class is not your class. Verse 10. "Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel?" Who can count the dust of Jacob, the number of the fourth part? It's called Israel into four. He said, "You can't count the fourth part." That is how your bank account can be. "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." They say, "Come and curse him. Let my last end be like his." And Balak said unto Balaam, "What hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether." And he said, and he answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth?" And Balak said unto him, "Come, I pray thee, with me unto another place, from whence thou mayest see them. Thou shalt see but the utmost part of them, and thou shalt not see them all, and curse me them from thence." That you just see the one side, you know, see all of them. Maybe the crowd made you bothered. And he brought him into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered bullock and a ram on every altar. And he said unto Balak, "Stand here by thy burnt offering, while I meet the Lord yonder." And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, "Go again unto Balak and say this." And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak, I like this one. And Balak said unto him, "What hath the Lord spoken?" Verse 18. And he took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed. I cannot reverse it.
he had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and his child of a king is among them. Alaba. Are you here? Verse 22. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Let your enemies gather in vain. I said, let your enemies gather in vain. Let them take burnt offerings anywhere they put it. Let it be in vain. Amen. If you are here, you are not saying amen. You are on your own. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what had God wrought? Testimony. What has God done? Nothing. Come and curse them. They're on their own, doing their thing, going their way. They're just doing their journey. They didn't know that Balak went to hire Balaam. They didn't know. They were just eating bad, eating soup, just going, coming. They're just there in their own place, doing their stuff. He went to carry people to curse them. And he was spending his money buying ram and goat. He said, I said, your enemies, they'll gather their money. They will take it to a shrine and waste it. It's really a waste of money. They'll take it, they'll spend. It will be a waste of money. Their whole time too. The time they used to travel to the village to do it is a waste. I speak to you prophetically. Look at it. Verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. At least, okay, no curse. But at least, not still they bless them. You're going to add joy to one with a day. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, that I must do? And Balak said unto Balaam, come, I pray thee, I will bring thee unto another place. Peradventure, it will please God that thou mayest curse me them from thence. And Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Poa that looketh towards Jeshium. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars. They were still building, no? I said, their garden is in vain. And prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak said as Balaam, and Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. Verse 1 of 24. And when Balaam saw it, it pleased the Lord to bless Israel. He went not as at other times to seek for enchantment, but he set his face towards the wilderness. He didn't move. Before he would go, he said, I'm coming. You go. He said, he pleased God to bless Israel. He said, I don't need to look. There's no enchantment here. This time, God moved to trance. Look at it. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. You see, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him now. This is different. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Boaz, had said, and the man whose eyes are open has said. He has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. He was looking like this. They were wondering what was going on. You're prophetic. Guys, look like this. He said, you're seeing things. I said, ah. I love this place. He has said, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacle, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of lean aloes, which the Lord had planted, as cedar trees beside the water. The trees that the Lord had what? The Lord himself planted tree by himself. He shall pour the water out of his bucket, and his seed shall be in many waters. And his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, as a great lion, who shall stir him up. Blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that cursed thee. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam. And he smote his hands together, And Balak said unto Balaam, I called thee to curse mine enemies. And behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now, flee unto thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor. But lo, the Lord has kept thee back from honor. He said the Lord has kept thee back from what? Honor. He said, I was going to give you plenty of stuff. He said, but now God has kept you from all this stuff. And you think, and we are laughing, you're still laughing. You think that word didn't get to Balaam? It got to him. It got to him. But before we get to Balaam, my issue is not Balaam and Balak. The next scene, you get Balaam dying. Nothing. Balaam and Balak dies together. He said, it's probably, he didn't do anything. He did something. The issue, I want you to see, the children of Israel. Do you see them blessed? Come on, did you see them blessed? Did you see them victorious? They had not begun to fight their enemies, but they are already victorious over their enemies. I don't see. They've not even started the fight, but they were already victorious. You are more victorious than you know. The defeat of the devil under you is more clearer to him than most of you can see it. I'm opening your eyes to see. Many people talk about curse. I'm telling you, there are more blessings on your head than curse on your head. There are more blessings on your head than you can count. If you continue on that seven times, seven blessings will come. More blessings will come. These three times, all three different blessings. Speaking blessings upon their head. Because that's what he saw. Listen. Okay, let me stop. Let me remind. I'm enjoying myself. I hope you are here today. I'm not saying he spoke the blessings so that they will come. That's what he saw on their head. He only now voiced it. Do you get what I'm saying now? He said in a vision he saw it. So he saw it and just spoke it out. That is something power is spoken. But the people who had this blessing, I can bet you they were not aware. They saw themselves like ordinary walking about. They saw themselves saying, look at what they said. We are going to fight the Moabites. Oh, we are going to fight the Moabites. Hey. God is in and say, you have won the Moabites. You are in the land. This who you are, great people. He said, that's a lion. You see the difference? They didn't know. Can you hold your place here? I've been meaning to show you the scripture. Hold your place here. We're going somewhere quickly. Go to John chapter number 17. I quoted this some time back. Let me show you. John chapter 17, the book of John. Chapter number 17. They didn't know. They were walking their own. They were just going about their normal activities, building their tents and doing all that stuff. And then, bam, this guy goes to bring somebody against them. Because the guy is afraid of them. But they were already victorious, even before the battle. Verse number 17. John 17:17. Look at it there. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is what? Truth. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. The truth sanctifies you, sets you apart. That's what it means to sanctify. Separate them through your truth. Your word is truth. See, you're not in church. Say, sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's not me. God is not harmed. You just will not know the truth of God's word. He said, get your lions girded with what? With what? Belt of what? Truth. Ephesians. Belt of truth. From that belt, different arsenals. Different things. You must understand. I mean, the best place I can show you is the police officers. On the belt, they put different things there. So when I say belt of truth, I mean the arsenals on the belt. All manner of stuff on the belt. It's from the belt, they bring this. From the belt, they bring that. So when you say the bed of truth, I mean, you fill yourself with truth. He says, sanctify them. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. They just needed to know. They needed to see that they were blessed. I mean, they didn't know. Now, enemies gathered. They didn't know. And it failed. Are you here? But when Balak told Balaam, Balak told Balaam that, see, I want to give you plenty of stuff, money and all, but the Lord has prevented you. Balaam now crashed his head and was like, is what God said, as you say, I said, nah, I didn't say anything, I didn't do anything wrong. But come, let me tell you something. Take your Bibles to verse number 31, chapter 31. Just go forward, chapter 31. verse number 15. And Moses said unto them, have ye saved all the women alive? You hear that? Behold, these caught the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of Israel. What they need to get there is through the counsel of what? Balaam. Balaam counseled Balak. He told him some things. He counseled him. So he went and couldn't curse them. Look, I want, have you, stay with me. He couldn't curse them. He opens his mouth. He said, God has blessed them. There's nothing I can do. This is the devil. There's nothing I can do. But the God you said you give me, you still give me. He said, what do I do? He said, come, I'll tell you what to do. He said, get them to go into error. Get them to mix with your people. Don't try to curse them. It's a waste of time. Don't curse them. He says it's a waste of time. If you like, bring on that prophet, same thing will happen. But one thing can happen. Get them to mix with your people. Let them begin to serve your gods by themselves. This is not curse. This is not a curse. There's a difference now. Let them begin to mix with your people. Get them to come and eat, drink. Then when you are worshiping idols, tell them to just bow small. Let them bow with your idols. Let them just bow. It's not just bow. Say, ah, you are eating with me now. Eating with me now. Bow now. Bow for me. And I say, I love my wife. Bow. So tell him to do that. He canceled. Did you see cancel there? Cancel of Balaam. He canceled him. It's not enough. Go to Revelations. God is still angry in Revelations. This matter you saw. You say, Pastor, read the Old Testament. You go and see Balak's name in Revelations. Revelation chapter number 2. Revelation chapter number 2. Verse number 14. Look at it. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast dared them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who did what? Taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. You see it now? Bible says Balaam taught Balak. Are you in church? Balaam taught Balak. So he took him down and taught him a lesson. He said, if you curse these people, you are wasting your time. Go to Covum, you are wasting your time. I'm preaching now. Before you are afraid of those stupid things that they're telling you out there. That's nonsense. Stupid stuff. The thing you should be bothered about is what you stupid things you do. Say stupid stuff. I say nonsense stuff. You think you go, they think, hey, you are afraid of those nonsense stuff. The thing you should be bothered about is you. He said, listen to me. He said, I will teach you what to do. You can't curse them. Don't bother. All that gold, I still need them. I need the gold. Do this. They will fall. And he taught them to eat food sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality. Do all those. Once they start doing those things, then no problem. They fall. Do you see enemy here now? I'm unveiling the devil. Are you seeing the real enemy now? Are you seeing the way he works now? Say three people in the covenant. I've told you, forget the people in the village. You are doing nonsense. That's why. They don't have power. Your victory over the devil is absolute. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. The moment you gave your life to Jesus Christ, all that thing became nonsense. I'm telling you. This is the victory that overcomes the world. But the issue is this stupid, ignorant nonsense that you do. You see what I said? Stupid S, ignorant I, nonsense that you do. Those things you do can destroy you. That's what affects you. I don't have time for God. I don't have time to pray. So when they started buying down to idols, eating food sacrificed to idols, they didn't have time for their own God anymore. Guess what? I'm preaching now. Righteousness. You're not there to come to church. You're not saying, I can't come to church. You won't see them in church for 2 months. After 2 months, what do you think the devil has done? He has finished, he has entered everywhere. Come on. You wake up in the morning, I know, but the rat has eaten all the bread in the house. It's open. That, how many hours? You said, I was awake till 10. I only just slept from 11 by 5 a.m. You know what they've done in your house? The bread has gone. Eating the crayfish. It put mouth everywhere. You were awake till 11. 75. Just small. I just slept small. It's you, not the rat. If you will stay awake, if you put on the whole armor of God, if you begin in your salvation, if you will fight to make sure salvation is intact, righteousness is intact, and you are fighting that fight, then he can't come. But he said, I will teach you. See, he said he taught him. So, for you to fall, you need help. That is, they will help you fail. You have to be helped to fail. I told you, victory is your default. Success is your default. Overcoming is a default. Little children, you have overcome them. Okay, take your Bible to 1 John again. Go back there. Because I'm preaching to you and you're looking at me. I'm telling you. You are helped to fail. When you are failing, it's help. When you are succeeding, it's natural. I'm telling you, so it's natural. Adam and Eve were in the garden, eating and enjoying. Natural. When did they fall? When they said discussions. When they said having meetings. With the devil, they didn't say anything. When they started, they fell. They were there. We don't know how long, but they were there enjoying their life. We don't know how long, but they were enjoying their life till they now began to think and talk with the devil. They now said, guess what they now said? I want to go and succeed by myself. If I eat this fruit, guess what? I will know everything by myself. I will not need God. So they left their point of victory, which is what? God. They are in the presence of God. They left God. They went to go and succeed. They said, God, wait. Many of you do it. Say, God, wait. Let me go and hammer. God, you know, I can. Let me work hard. I cannot come around. I don't have time to read Bible. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to get myself. I don't have time to do this. Confession. Say confession. Confession. I don't have time for confession. Let me go and work hard. No problem. Once you leave that place, speaking the word of God, putting the word of God in your mouth, and you go, you are failed. As they tried, they failed. But when they didn't try anything, just doing this, eating, you finish, nothing. Once they started trying, they started failing. Success is the default for you. Victory is default for you. Are you in 1 John? Look at it. Verse 4. Look at it. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Everybody read. 1, 2, go. You see it now? Are you going to overcome them? No. You have overcome them. Israel had defeated Moab. Going to be a battle. It's not going to be a discussion. He even brought somebody to curse them. He said, I cannot. You are victorious. You are a winner. Nothing stops you. No man. You don't be going like that. True. But he sat down. He said, the man, Balaam, fell into error because of money. Greed. He taught Balak how to prepare a stumbling block. Do you see stumbling block there? Stumbling block. So they were walking normal. He put a stumbling block there. Food advice to idols, sexual immorality, no time for God, no time to pray, righteousness gone, no time to restudy the Torah, the word of God, no time for anything. Just be living now, living. They are just living every day. More people died like that than from curse. Nobody died from curse. More people died like that than from curse. The Bible says, give no room to the devil. Are you here? Give no room to the devil. That is, you stand your ground. No small hole. Although you don't just say now, you all those holes that the rat can enter into, you block it. After you block it, you carry one stick. See any rat? Come on. No room. Say, Pastor, wait. Let me quickly go and collect money. He said, rat will enter your house. Pastor, wait, let me rest first. I beg. This thing, confession. What's confession doing? That's the devil. He says nothing. Say, okay, now, for example, wait first. According to my son. Wait first. Doctor, yeah, wait first. This time now, you have been in church now. So I finish. Say, what happened? Sleep at home next week, Sunday. I'm telling you what to do. Counsel of Balaam. Come on. You are tired. You have the counsel of Balaam. Stay at home. What happened? Nothing. Say nothing. Are you seeing anything? Nothing. So all these pastors, they just say, you're blessed. Yeah, you're blessed. I see pastors on your head. You say, hey, all these pastors. But not the one you like. Curse. Nigeria is a cursed nation. Africa is cursed. All of you here, cursed. You say, hey, the man, say, the pastor say everybody is cursed. Say, we are cursed. Of course, say, what do we do? Say, okay. We need to declare prayer and fasting, and we need to sacrifice. Then you say, okay. Now, everybody, to break this curse fast. Let me not start that one. Then you'll be happy. But I say, the Bible says, blessings are on the head of the righteous. I say, blessings are on your head. I say, go and overcome. I say, you are victorious. Just walk away and win. You say, what's the meaning of that? How can you just walk away and win? You see it now? The counsel of the devil is to shift your position from your victory. It shifts your position from your victory. The Bible says in Ephesians, we read it just now, I don't want to turn there, I have to come back to do all that work. It said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The moment you try by yourself to be do something another, and you don't have time, you don't come to God, you have lost. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. When it comes to strength, devil will win you. Guarantee. When it comes to build your sharpness, the guy is older than you. So you can't be sharper than him. The way to defeat him, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not in your mind, not in your brain, not in your wisdom. You will fail. The devil will say, he wants to shift you from your ground of victory. Once he shifts you from there and say, you come and fight me, then he will win you. And you see here? See, don't fight him. You move in God. The Bible says something else to say. It says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty only through God. Once you shift from God and you do anything outside of God by yourself, you fail. Somebody say, Pastor, so are you saying we should not work? Me? You work hard. But you work hard by God's help. Come on, with God. Say, God, you are my strength. And anything that wants to shift you away from that, I don't have time. You say, no. Where's your victory? Your victory is in God. Come on. All that victory I'm talking about, where is it? Come on, are you in church today? Should I just go? All your victory, where is it? If you leave God, will you still be victorious? If you don't have time for God, will you still be victorious? So when the man comes and says, you see, you are bad, you are cursed, he is only correct if you are outside of God. But with God, in Christ Jesus, you are victorious. Can I say something to you? I want to go. Are you here? The devil knows this. Oh, I have to dramatize this one. Okay, come. You come. Let's take a lady. Let's say a lady help us. Okay. Can a lady be God? She's wearing white. So you just be God. Oops. Let's see here. You are wearing black sheets. You just be the guy. No, we don't need mic. Chief, stay here quickly. I want to go. I just want to show you this. Okay. I want to try. Stretch your hand like this. Don't take it here. Just be here. You be here. Now, your victory is in God. And the issue we have, and you must see, is that the devil cannot stop God. Did you see it just now? Please. Numbers. He can't stop what God wants to do. The transmission of power and victory. He can't stop it. He has to go and stop God. You know that's impossible. So who does he try to stop? You see. Because he can't stop the flow of your victory. Okay, hold it. Let's see. Just hold it. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see the connection? No problem. And he cannot go and beat this guy, God, to not give him the victory. The transmission is coming. The flow of life is coming. He can't stop this guy, God, from giving it to you. You see that? So, as far as by strength shall no man prevail, I connect to God. Victory. So it's coming. It's victorious. No man's going. So what the devil tries to do, you see it now, is move you from victory. Suddenly, you don't have time. Come on, you say, I don't have time. You say, you think it's normal. You say, Pastor, this I don't know. You say, I mean, no, it's not normal. Devil is at work. I don't have time. You come on, finger by finger, finger by finger. I don't have time. So, I couldn't come to church. They say we should come for prayer meeting. It's too early. I was sleeping. The sleep is just delicious. Devil. It's delicious. Just one small remaining. He's already whipping you like this, so because he's got your victory, you're losing victory. You don't even know who you are again. He's blessed. He's still blessed, but he doesn't know. No truth, no time to pray, nothing. He's just there. He's not going by his strength. And I say, just small. You see, you don't see what you have now. And I say, now, you can get it. You just go and get it. All those things you wanted since. Have you not been getting it so far? You forgot. You forgot that it was here. You forgot. Say, don't get it. This year, 2022. Just ensure you work hard. Forget all those things they are telling you. That's him. Then you left this. Now, this is still here. It doesn't leave. It doesn't leave. Victory is still sure. So you shift this guy. You're shifting a little bit. Shifting a little bit. You see, the devil cannot stop God from blessing you. He couldn't get Balaam to curse Israel. He couldn't. There's nothing he could do. He said, whom God has blessed, no man can curse. No matter what you try, it's impossible as far as there's that thing there. It is impossible. Try. They carry bullock everywhere. It didn't work. Carry ram everywhere. It didn't work. Seven altars, number of perfection. It didn't work. Israel, what were Israel doing? They didn't know anything. They were just going around, eating rice in the morning and going about their day. The cause didn't work. But they were connected to God. So, the guy tells him, you know what to do, put a stumbling block in their connection to God. Once you can do that, they start buying to another God, eating food, sacrifice to idols. They say, nothing. Then they will now say, let's go to the temple. Say, we can't go to the temple today. Remember, we just came from Sisi and Mecca's house. You know, where we went to Sisi and Mecca's house, that's our house. So, let's not go to the temple today. And you see here, it's happening already. They no longer have a connection with their God, with their victory. The transmission cannot stop. But he can do many things. He can distract you. He can create other diversion. So, the transmission might not even stop by Bible or anything bad. It might be work. It might be sleep. It might be money. Distractions. So, imagine network. Okay, let me do another good one. Imagine, I want to go. Imagine that phone you are looking for. I now come and say, take my phone, use to call your phone. Trouble has started. The phone is in his pocket. If you call that phone, it will ring. Come on. What happens there? He said, wait more, look for your first now. Uh-huh. You should know who the thief is now. You want your caller now. He's trying to delay you, so that he can find, go to the toilet and peace, and off the phone. Because he can't take his hand in his pocket now, start off his phone. Everybody's here. Everybody will catch him. So he distracts you. I'm already here saying, take the phone. Call the phone. He said, why? No, I said, no, they go around. No, they look for this phone. Then, next thing, you are taking the phone. He says, no, okay, my caller. Come on. I'm catching a thief now. The Bible said, devil is a thief. Say, Mike, call her, bring her. So, he not a ringo. Call her by yourself. Yes, call that phone by yourself. All that is distraction and diversions. Why? The victory is so sure once you pick that phone. Is that not a certain victory? Once you pick that phone and dial that number, it will ring. He can't stop that. I'm trying to show you the devil cannot stop your victory. You are the only one that will fall prey to his diversions and distractions. Can't stop. So, Brothers and sisters, I beg you. We are already in the second half of this year. I'm teaching this to give you wisdom. Stop all those nonsense. Take God seriously. I'm not bad about the enemies. I'm bad about my God. I go close to my God. I have time to pray. How many of you want to spend time in prayer? How many of you want to spend time in the Word? I told you last week, I said, get the Bible up. Listen to the Bible. Just be soaking yourself in the Word of God. You are at the office. Put yourself. Take messages. They are free. Just take 10. On Mondays, you are walking. You are tailoring. You are sewing. You are doing hairdressing. You are putting bricklayer, slapping the sand there. Come on. You're washing clothes in the house. Cooking soup in the kitchen. You're hearing Pastor say, you are more than a conqueror. You are blessed. There are more blessings on your head than curse on your head. You're saying, ooh, glory to God. This is why, I mean, you see, you are resolving all those truths. It's there in your ear. You say, you're praying it out loud. Soaking yourself like that. You say, have you not been playing message since? Have you not been playing message since? Come on. How many of you have been there? So I've been playing message since. Will you not see the office first? Come on. Come on. You say, do something. You say, just rest first now. How does the message playing there affect anybody other than he wants to distract you? I'm unveiling the devil and how he gets you. I'm telling you, you are victorious. You have overcome them by your faith. By your faith, you have overcome them already. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But the devil distracts you with all manner of things. Before you begin to say sexual morality, idols, time, business. Somebody hits you leg, calls the person, fight, decide you start to feel bad. Say don't go to church. When they call you, is it call? Don't take the call. I mean, how does a minister calling you to check up on you? How does it affect you? Other than the devil don't want you to hear anything. Doesn't want you to hear anything. God don't want to hear it. You come to pray. You are come to come and pray in the morning. Or you come to pray. You come to church. You say, you come leave the house in the morning. You don't even know what happened. But you leave the house in the morning when the client tells you, I get one work more, go do. You don't. 4:30, you say, when you're 30 here? You say, by 5, I don't bath. But you say, prayer meeting 6:30, you say, it's too early. Why are they putting a meeting early? Devil. If you can change something so small, change just small like this, you see another level of victory in your life. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Because your victory is in Christ. It's in God. And the closer you are to him, the less the devil can do anything. And the devil cannot go and kill Jesus Christ. He can't stop it. So your victory is that guaranteed. It's 100%. You are more blessed than cursed. You are more victorious than you know. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you that you see your victory and that you begin to pursue after Christ. Pursue after Christ. Spend time with God. He is your victory. He's not giving you victory. He is your victory. He is your success. Somebody say, Pastor, I'm after money here. I just need money. God is your money. God is your currency. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Spend time with him. You will see he's your money. Bible says it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. It is the Lord that showeth mercy. Kala sotwa. Iriana hakus. I pray today. Your eyes are open now. In the name of Jesus. Every distraction, every diversion, today by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, they are exposed before your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Your eyes are open to see. Now you see your victory. You see your victory in Christ. In the name of Jesus. You are more than a conqueror. You are a victor in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I stop the devil now. I stop him on his tracks now. In the name of Jesus. All his tricks against you right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, are exposed. I expose the devil now. In the name of Jesus. You are walking in victory. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. In the name of Jesus. No curse can stay on you. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed and no man can curse you. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. You are like as a tree planted by the rivers of waters. In the name of Jesus. You are as a city upon a hill. Your star shines. in the name of Jesus. Now people are seeing you. They are connecting you. They are contacting you. In the name of Jesus. The God of Israel is your God. I said the God of Israel is your God. The God of Israel is your God. Thank you, Father. My people walk in victory. I and they that God has given me, they are for signs and wonders. I declare signs and wonders in your life now. In the name of Jesus. The enemies have gathered, but they have gathered in vain. They are defeated already. In the name of Jesus. The psalmist says, when my enemy came to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. As they come against you in one way, they flee in seven ways. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are walking in truth. You are walking in truth. In the name of Jesus. The word of God is walking in your heart. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is upon you, leading you the way you should go. In the name of Jesus. I bring you to a place of visions and dreams. You see visions in the night times. You see visions in the night times. In the name of Jesus. Your eyes are open now. Thank you, Father. You are walking in the truth. You are walking in the truth. Yes. As you walk in the truth. Yeah, as you walk in the truth, you enter into your destiny. You enter into greatness. In the name of Jesus. You enter into greatness. From glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. Yes, glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. Men shall look at you and say, look at what God has done. In the name of Jesus. Look at what God has done. In the name of Jesus. I change your story now. By the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I put singing in your mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are singing and dancing. You are singing and dancing. You are victorious. You are walking in your victory. You are singing and dancing. In the name of Jesus. Kalaboseta. I say you are singing and dancing. You are singing and dancing. You are singing and dancing. Adabayato. Elemantarabaya. The shout of a king is in your house. Shout of victory, no shout of pain, no cry of trouble. In the name of Jesus, I have had deaths, I have had destructions. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, even the lawful captive shall be delivered. Today is a prophetic meeting. Even the lawful captive shall be delivered. It is by your hand that you have entered, it is by my hand I bring you out. I say it's by your heart you entered. It is by my heart I bring you out. In the name of Jesus. I bring you out. Thank you, Father. Let them come to me. It is I that brought you out. By the power of God. By the finger of the Almighty. Thank you, Lord. You are delivered from that trouble. You are delivered from that trouble. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I say to Baha, Iriyo Togos. Father, we give you praise. Come on, will you worship the Lord? If you are here and you open up your heart, something has happened. I know in the spirit. I know in the spirit. So I want you to begin to say, Father, I thank you. That issue that's been lingering, it's gone now, gone now. Yes, it's gone now. Release your faith. Join your faith with mine today. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Azute bakaha. Rio togo bahayas. Tele dohoso. Alamanasu. Tesune. Tesune. Thank you, Lord. You are here this morning. You want to rededicate yourself. You want to get back into that connection. Come on. You say, Pastor, I know, but I'm far away. I'm gone. And I want to get back. I received all you've spoken, all your words. I've received them. But I know I need to get back. It's not me, it's God. And so you need to get back to your God today. I want you to just pray with me. You want to pray with me. I want to say this prayer together. I want to know I'm praying with somebody that is coming back to his Father and saying, Lord, I've been away from you. I've been January, February, March, April, May, June. I've been working hard. I've been doing my stuff. I've not been strong in you. I've not been strong in your, I've not come for your mercy. I've just been going in my own strength. But now, Lord, I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to come back to you. I want to be there. I want to sit at your feet. The one thing that is needful is to be at your feet. And today I want to do that again. I want to say, Lord, I want to come back. He said, would the Lord take me back? I've done all manner of things. He's the Lord of mercy. He said, come and obtain mercy. Today I want you to pray with me. I want you to lift your right hand up. I want to see you. I want to know how to pray with you. Lift your right hand. I want to see your right hand. Your right hand. I want to see you. I want you to know. I want to know I'm praying with somebody. I want to be back with my Maker. I want to be back with my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray together now? Can you pray? First of all, can you put your hands down? Can you say, Father, I want to be back to you. Come on, I want to be close to you. I want to come into your presence with joy and eagerness again. Come on, I want you to pray. Then I pray with you. I want you to say it in your own words. I want to long for you again. The way I used to be before. Lord, come on, pray. You pray. Tell him. You don't need to just say, Lord, I want to be back with you. I want to long for you like it was before. Lord, I'm too far away from you. Now I am here. Lord, as I stand here today, Lord, I am back. Lord, I'm back. I'm back. My heart is open again. Come, are you praying now? Are you praying now? This is that service. It's a miracle service. This is that meeting. It's happening in your heart. The greatest miracle of all is Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You said, Jesus. Would you pray with me? Say, Jesus, I thank you for this meeting and for bringing me here. Jesus, I am back to sit at your feet. I long for your presence again. Thank you for the fire you kindled again in my heart. Let it burn, Lord. Let it burn, Lord. Lord, I recommit myself to you again. I'm your child. I thank you for all you have done in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All he has done in your life is victory. All he has done for you is victory. Bringing you to himself when he died on the cross, he gave you the greatest of all, faith to be with him. He has done so much for you. Blessed you even beyond what your eyes can see. It took the prophet to come and reveal them to us because we didn't even know. It was as Balaam opened his mouth to speak, we saw that the children of Israel were so blessed. God has done so many great things for you. Now you will walk in them. You will enjoy them. You will see them manifest. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed.